Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't gonna spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast. All right, what's going on, people? You are locked into Miles Presents right about now. And joining me is, I'm not even going to use the words because I know it's going to come up in this conversation already, but someone who's been putting in a lot of work for a very, very, very long time. K Camp's in the building with me. What are you saying, man?
What's happening? We in the building.
Yeah, man, it's good to be talking to you. Obviously, the brand new album is out right now called Float. And yes, we are going to be going for a little bit of a journey, man, because there's obviously a lot of a story to how you get to this album. But let's talk about this album first, of course. So why did you go for the name? Why did you go for the name Float?
Float is the new alias, man. Float is, you know what I'm saying, the evolution of K Camp. I've been K Camp so long. Mm-hmm. K Camp got his, you know what I'm saying, got his name stamped to it, the underrated, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to, you know what I'm saying. I've been K Camp since high school.
Okay.
It's time to evolve to something else, and Float is what I evolved to. So Float is what I'm going with. Float is who I am. Float is what I do. And we're going to see what's next, you did.
Yeah, listen, I'm like, I thought you was going off the vibe of the whole tape, because the way you're gliding on some of these beats and sliding on them, I'm just like, yeah, this is too clean, right?
That's where I got it from originally, you know what I'm saying? I float on everything. I make shit just seem just, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to any record, I float on it. That's how I really just came with the name, honestly.
Yeah, man, this album is very, I feel like you've been, I'm gonna avoid using the word underrated for the whole interview as much as I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna try and take it out.
We're going with undefeated, man.
Undefeated, right? So let me say that, you've been undefeated for a very, very long time. Like, for me, I think about like 2015 times, like Comfortable, Banger.
Yeah.
Like, What's on Your Minds?
Big ones.
There's big records, and obviously a lot of people kind of in the last couple of years probably gravitated to like Lottery, Renegade, all that stuff. Do you know what I mean? And then you've got the diehard fans from who've been around since like the first Kiss, or even been around. Didn't you have a song? You had a song from like 2008, 2009 that was just big in Atlanta or something, right?
All Night, probably. You probably found All Night.
I found that song still. Yeah. And obviously the head Busta Clip as well. Them times, high school.
Out of here, you know about that.
Yeah, man, I told you, I do my research, I'm saying.
Yeah, that was high school.
Yeah, I mean, if you go through all those times and stuff, like, you look back right now, like, what are some of the main, like, accomplishments and stuff that you look at to keep up with the undefeated legacy right now?
The fact that I never stopped, you know what I'm saying? Going against the odds, you know what I'm saying? Beating the odds, everything that was put up against me. And I kept jumping over every hurdle, every obstacle, you know what I'm saying? I look at myself as a god, a king, a warrior, you know what I'm saying, a soldier, you know what I'm saying, just put me in the battlefield, you know what I'm saying, if everybody else fall off, I'm gonna come out alive, you know what I'm saying, with the sword in my hand. That's how my career been, you know what I'm saying, because I done hit a lot of roadblocks, you know what I'm saying, people don't even know I done hit a lot of them, you feel me, but I always overcome, you know what I'm saying, that's a blessing from God, that's just that go to show, like, there's something out there that's greater than I think right now, that I know of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still in this shit. I'm still performing at a high level, still competing with the best of them, still handling my business with the best of them, you know what I'm saying? There's something out there for me that I just don't know what it is yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you've done a lot of stuff in the time. So even for you, like right now, where you're at with this tape, like every single year, I feel like you've put something out, like a body of work, or you've done like a collab tape with like the crew and like friends and stuff. So like, do you feel like you're at your peak right now, or do you feel that there's still like Float is the now going to be the peak?
I don't feel like I'm at my peak. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I still ain't tapped in. I still be to this day trying to find new schemes, new melodies, new, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I ain't really tapped in to my true, you know what I'm saying, monster mode. You know what I'm saying? Like real, like I just be having fun with this shit. I just still be just, I ain't gonna say the bare minimum because I'm always working and putting in that time, but I ain't really like locked in on my rap craft. Like, I want to be the best rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I just be doing me and it just be coming out like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I really want to go there, all I gotta do is lock myself in studio for 3-4 months and my shit will come out just nuts.
Boy, can you do 3-4 months just straight in the studio though? Or do you need breaks?
Yeah, it's like that every time. See, sometimes every album is different, you know what I'm saying? I got my spurts, I go in, I be out for 3-4 days, go back in, record, you know what I'm saying? But if I lock in, that's when the shit gets scary, get real, like, oh,
So is that something that you done with Float, or is this like you're playing
Float around? I was just in and out, you know what I'm saying? Cause I had a lot of shit on my plate at the time. I got a lot of businesses, I run a label, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit going on, so I was just here and there, just knocking out songs, going to the studio, lock in, get out, you know what I'm saying? Go out of town, do show, you know what I'm saying? Cause the world back open now. So it's like Kiss 5, everything shut down, stuck in the fucking studio. You know what I'm saying? I was in that bitch every day, you know what I'm saying? Float, I was just in and out. So, you know, it's just a different time for different, you know, projects.
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously I know you got your own like independent label. And obviously we'll talk about that in a little bit. You got your own like artists that you're bringing through. I think True Story G is one of them, right?
Yep. About to drop a new single Friday.
There you go. See, look, time is coming fast. Obviously, Lil Bird's one of them as well.
Yeah, Lil Bird is in Nepal. Now, Lil Bird been in Nepal for like 5 months, 6 months. I ain't seen Lil Bird in 6 months.
So he can't get to America, or is he from Nepal?
No, it's just when I did a record. Bird is different, man. I can't wait for him to get back and hear this shit. He took his studio out there, so I can't wait to hear what the hell he didn't record.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts.
He's a different type of artist. Bird is an artist, he's a different type of artist.
Listen, if he gets that Nepalese sound into some hip hop, that could be crazy.
Yeah, his ass. He Bird one of them.
Yeah. I mean, like, so for you then, if you're running around now with Float and stuff, obviously, I know in parts of America, pretty much everything's kind of open back. It's back to normal now, so you can kind of do shows and stuff. So, What was Float designed for? Like, was it designed for touring, or was it designed for a vibe? Because I feel like the tape is it flows very nicely and it does feel quite quick, although you've got like, what, 15 songs on there. So what did you kind of design it for?
Shit, I designed like I designed every other project. You know what I'm saying? I designed it for the fans. You feel me? I just record some vibes, put the track list together, what flow. That'd be the hardest part, really. Trying to find the flow, you know what I'm saying? Every one of them songs has been in a different place on that damn album, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Until, you know what I'm saying, I put my iTunes on my laptop, let the speakers play in the shower, getting dressed or something. I just hear some shit and I'm like, that song, I'll go right after that motherfucker. And I go, you know, go to my laptop, switch the order, run it back and be like, okay, that sound look, you know what I'm saying?
It's real
tedious, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to come with this shit.
But how far did you get before you start saying, nah, I gotta leave it now? Because otherwise, you could have probably changed this again now.
It's like you're tired of just hearing the shit. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. This is just what it is. And if nobody like it, fuck it. Like, this is, I feel like it's gonna ride.
Trust. Yeah.
This
album is very solid. Obviously, I'm assuming there's gonna be a deluxe or something coming as well.
Nah.
Not a deluxe.
I ain't gonna do a deluxe for this one.
Okay. Why?
Political reasons. I did the deluxe for Kiss 5 thinking it was gonna count for, you know what I'm saying, some masses, and it didn't count for that. So it's like,
fair. I hear it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a political move, you know what I'm saying? I would love to do a deluxe. I got deluxe options, but I'm just gonna put that on the next album because it ain't count for nothing. There's no point. I'm just giving them free shit and it ain't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's business. I'm talking business, you know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, that's the marks of the undefeated CEO vibes right there. I hear it.
You know what I'm saying? But gotta make it make sense.
Yeah, you have to. Because what I was going to say on this tape is, I know in the past you've kind of said that you're not a singer, but you know how to make good R&B music, and you're more a rapper. Yeah,
for sure.
Like for you, because I'm not going to lie, the R&B joints that you make, they slap.
Yeah, they go crazy. Yeah, it's them, you know what I'm saying?
So I know, like, you've probably got fans who have been drawn in from different songs, like some of them that go more for the rap heavy songs, some of them that go more for the R&B songs. So like, I feel like Float, you're trying to do like a little bit of everything in there, right?
That was the whole plan, just to combine it. Cause when I dropped Kiss 5, you know what I'm saying? My day one fans know exactly what I do. You know what I'm saying? They know I rap my ass off. They know my mixtapes not just freestyling on everybody beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know all the old shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kiss 5, the way it was positioned, then, you know what I'm saying, a lot of new fans came in. They looked at me as, oh, yeah, R&B. You know what I'm saying? The way it sounded, the way the whole project was cohesive. In my mind, I'm like, I'm not R&B. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just do good R&B shit. You know what I'm saying? I love making R&B music. It's fun. It's easy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a ladies man. I'm a gentleman. I know how to talk to the women. You know what I'm saying? It's my lane. It's easy. You know what I'm saying? But I love to rap too. I love to spit and tell, you know what I'm saying? And talk my shit too. So Float was like the best of both worlds. I try to balance it out. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of folks who came, like when I dropped Float, a lot of folks, you know what I'm saying, who came in on Kiss 5 was like, you know what I'm saying? What? This ain't R&B. But I'm not an R&B artist. Y'all got to do y'all research to figure out who K-Camp is for real. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. That's the thing. When you get a new fan base that come in at a certain point, you go educate them.
You got to tell them, like, bro, y'all got to get with this shit. Do your homework, man. Don't be on my page mad because you ain't got 15 R&B songs.
Trust me. Tell them go back to 2011, 2012.
Yeah, like, go tap in, man.
Trust me. Let's talk about some of the features that actually made Float. Because you've worked with like a lot of people in the past as well. Sometimes some people that weren't necessarily hot at the time, like for example, Young Blue, when he was coming up, obviously he's massive now, but you worked with him. Even the times when Lil Durk weren't like as high as peak of his powers, you worked with him as well. And there's obviously loads of other names in the past that you've worked with, like Jacquees, Tadon Simon, etc, etc.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, there you go. Like, obviously, we don't want to keep naming everybody, but if you want to name a few. Come on, tell them.
That's all I'm going to give you right there.
Oh, fair enough, then. You set me up.
I got my ear to this shit.
Listen, you set me up for alley-oop and a fail, boy. That was a Hall of City finisher on bronze. but yeah, let's talk about Ray. Let's go for Rain on Your Skin first with Mooski, because obviously that's a guy who has blown up in the last, like, say, 24 months. Obviously, Trackstar's massive. And now this is kind of, I don't think he's been featured on anything else apart from this, I think.
I ain't never heard him on nothing else either.
Yeah. So what was the choice? What was the choice of getting him onto the track?
I was a fan of the record, Trackstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first heard it, like, I heard it way before it popped. You know what I'm saying? I heard it on a random chick Instagram story. I did my research and found out who he was and DM'd him before the song was even, you know what I'm saying, heard nationally. You feel me? So I was always a fan, and I just his tone. You know what I'm saying? How he melodic driven too, and I'm like, this young nigga hard, and I want to do a song with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can do some hard shit together. And we linked, you know what I'm saying? Months later, after, you know what I'm saying, we did the introduction, because I wanted to get on the remix of Trackstar. He said he wasn't doing the remix right now, and I got pissed off, like, what you mean? You ain't doing it? Like, let me do a verse, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't put that bitch out as a freestyle, my damn self, you know what I'm saying? Go crazy, but I respect his, you know what I'm saying, decision, and I just fell back, and you know what I'm saying? We linked months later, he pulled up to my studio. I ain't even put it on the gram. It was just one of them vibes. We were just working. You know what I'm saying? It was no social media. We just working. And I had that record in the tuck, you know, and it was one of my favorites at the time. And it came out good. It came out, you know what I'm saying? We got to shoot a video. It came out hard.
Listen, you got it, man. When that drops, that's going to be fired, of course. Mm-hmm. There's a feature now. I'm not going to lie. There was a feature on there. You're probably going to know because of what you're doing today anyway. That surprised me big time.
What? Mostly.
Kaleem Taylor.
Oh, Kaleem. I know it was going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah. I was like, listen, I did an interview with Kaleem about November time last year. Yeah. I don't know when you guys recorded the song. Obviously, I'll ask you in a minute. I was like, when I see K-Camp, Kaleem Taylor, like, what's going on? What's this?
Yeah. A lot of folks, I know a lot of people are going to be shocked. Like, who the hell is Kaleem?
Yeah.
And then in the UK, they were going to be like, oh, this, you know what I'm saying? The boy tapped in.
Yeah. Like, listen, how'd you do it? How did you do that? Because you keep being into the streets, but how did you do that, man?
Man, with Kaleem, it was just random, dog. I was on Apple Music and I just randomly clicked the album. That was new music that day. I guess he had started the album. And his tone was crazy. I was like, damn, this nigga hard. You know what I'm saying? So I reached out to him on Instagram, got his number, told him I was a fan of his shit. You know what I'm saying? Got to listen to his whole album. I had a headphone. I was like, this nigga hard. You feel me? So reached out to him. One of my producers, Natural on the beat. I said, hey, send me a beat. I'm sending it to this R&B artist in UK. Send me some R&B shit, some real, like, you know what I'm saying, soulful shit. He sent me that. I shot it to him on WhatsApp, like, hey, do whatever you want on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't giving you no, just sing from the soul, bro. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He sent me back up the edge, and I was like, what the fuck? This bitch hard. You know what I'm saying? It was so hard, I was like, man, I don't even want to put no verse on it. I just want to hear his part, you know what I'm saying? Let the beat ride out. All my fans want me to do a verse. I don't think I'm going to do a verse. I like it how it is. They're going to keep it like that.
Yeah, but listen, it was the perfect way to end the album. You know what I mean? Run it right back.
I'm saying close to the edge, you feel me?
Yeah, man. And then of course, obviously, like Trey Songz with PNB Rock as well. A lot of people have, like, internationally around the world are going to know who they are, obviously. Yep. So how did you get them? How did you get them to?
PNB pulled up on me. We was overdue. Me and PNB were supposed to work years ago, you know what I'm saying? And we finally just connect. He was in Atlanta, he hit me. We did, you know what I'm saying, like 3-4 records at night, you know what I'm saying? We got some hard shit. With Trey, Jacquees had texted me like, hey, Trey trying to get with you, you know what I'm saying? Trey wanted to do What's On Your Mind remix.
Okay.
He did a What's On Your Mind remix. I got the verse, you know what I'm saying?
And you never dropped it?
I wanted to drop it, you know what I'm saying? The label said, you know what I'm saying, it was too, you know what I'm saying, it was too far out, like the song was already out, and if you was gonna come with a remix, you know what I'm saying, you gotta come right at it, so it was too stretched out. So, you know what I'm saying, I told him that, I was like, man, let's do some fresh shit, you know what I'm saying, I sent him a beat, the same producer who made What's On Your Mind, I just sent him a beat from him, so same vibe, you know what I'm saying, so he can stay in that pocket.
Yeah.
And he sent back that key, it was called Keys at first, you know what I'm saying, and I was like, shit.
Listen, I'm telling you, the way you're plugging some of these link ups in, like, the I don't know how you're doing it, because some people get left in the DMs, they're cold for a long time.
For sure. I think I left in the DM from some artists too, though, for real.
Yeah?
Surprise, believe it or not, I think I left in the DM. And trust me, I ain't gonna forget.
Listen, but if you change your name, if you officially change it to Float, and then you DM him again, it might be a different story, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But obviously, I know now as well, this is the final album on Interscope, or have you got one left?
I got one left.
Okay, so when are you planning to drop that?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Okay, so you're trying to be indie ASAP.
I was just having a whole long conversation with Russ last night. Me and Russ just did a record.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard. And we were just, you know what I'm saying? He didn't know what I had going on. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know too much of what he got going on, but I know he independent. He killing that shit. You know what I'm saying? So we just having like a real, like, you know, one of them indie talks, like, what you doing over there? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I move independent anyway, man. I'm a hustler, man. I don't wait on shit. I don't wait on nobody to do nothing. I move like that anyway. You know what I'm saying? I got my own label. We got our own distribution company. We got our own editorial playlist, and we do a lot of shit.
I mean, your thing is, I guess it's like, you've been on Interscope for what? 7 years now, right?
2014.
Yeah, seven long years. And obviously you've had, obviously, ups and downs. There's been times where people have said, oh, where's K Camp? Obviously, Renegade and Lottery and all that came back, and then that's when a lot of people said, oh, look, he came back. Obviously that whole homecoming stuff as well. Like, there's been obviously a journey, but like, if you're ready for the indie talk and you're ready to get the paper up, then man, good luck when that happens.
Any label want to do, you know what I'm saying, a one-off, we can do one out, you know what I'm saying? You got to bring them M's though. I need it,
man. For this, there you go, David Price.
I'm locked in.
Listen, you do it on my platform, which means I'm taking 15%, simple as that.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just plugging you in. That's the power of the deal still.
So
obviously now, obviously moving forward. Actually, no, there's one thing I want to talk about as well. There's the, you know, I think it's Lil Uzi Vert, Sangreen Paradise.
Yeah.
Right? I swear that got sampled from a song that you were in from like 2009, 10 times.
Oh yeah, I'm responsible for that too.
Yeah, okay. Talk about it. That's a big
look. Dog, I fuck with Uzi, you know what I'm saying? That's just, you know what I'm saying, a record from 2012, Do It, you know what I'm saying, with Michael Montana. He just remade it. I'm still waiting on my plaque, Lake, where's my plaque? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you know who Lake is, you know, if you know, you know. You know, Lake, where's my plaque? But now, Uzi the homie, Bobby Critical. Shout out Bobby Critical. He made the original beat. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Bobby, he all over the album. You know what I'm saying? Bobby, that shit hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bobby all over the album. So, you know, that was just like a, you know, shout out to Uzi. You feel me?
Yeah. I mean, that's one. Listen, it's another one of them looks that it's a shame because I feel like if, unless you do your research, you only, you don't find out. You know what I mean? But like,
right.
That's a big look. And you've been around.
You know type shit.
That's safe. If you know, you know. People gonna know after they listen to this. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But yeah, moving forward, man. What's obviously you got the new, or this album's come out. We ain't getting no deluxe. So fans, if you're upset, you're upset. It is what it is. You got this other album that's gonna come out. Then you're going indie. What else is, what's the plan for you, man? What else is happening?
Take it big, man. Go bigger than ever. You know what I'm saying? I've been grinding like crazy these past years, but if I go indie, I know I'm gonna have to step it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And put the right people in position to, you know what I'm saying, make sure my trajectory is where I want it to be, you know what I'm saying? Establishing all the moving pieces. Is, you know what I'm saying? I wanna, you know what I'm saying, work smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
If I can set my shit up where I, you know what I'm saying, drop an album in 2 years, you know what I'm saying, tour, collect, sit back, go do my fashion shit, take a year off, do, you know what I'm saying? I wanna really like control how I move, you know what I'm saying? Move how I wanna move and strategically, you know what I'm saying, do it, make me feel good. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. You know what it is though, like obviously, cause you're still grinding for yourself and you're not at a place where you wanna be. Like,
exactly.
How hard is it then if you're working with obviously the other artists on your label and you're trying to like blow them, but at the same time you're working on yourself? Like, how are you gonna be able to manage all that?
It's hard. Me and my guys had a real, you know what I'm saying, sit down, like a real like arguing, debate, like, you know what I'm saying, like you got real friends and real brothers who gonna, you know, we all just tell each other what the fuck really going on. And you know, it's difficult. Any artist managing artists and still trying to be an artist is hard because you trying to make sure your shit, you know what I'm saying, going. At the same time, you trying to make sure your artist shit going. So it's like, it's a battle, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't impossible.
It's not impossible. I just did.
You feel me? It's not impossible. Stay tuned.
Trust me. Anyway, like, we're going to end it there. Obviously, appreciate your time as well, man. Obviously, Float is out right now. What do you want to say to all the fans and stuff locked in right about now?
Shout out to all y'all. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, who supported me from day one. Shout out to my London fans, my UK fans. I love y'all too. I can't wait to get out there. Stay tuned. You know, no deluxe. I'm sorry. But hey, more flavor coming.
That's the next album. We have to enjoy that still.
Next album, you did.
Yeah, and we're gonna say one thing as well. Don't deny the R&B vibes. You see all these R&B people on your albums and that. And you don't want to be R&B and say it's easy. Don't piss them people off. You know
what I'm saying? Man, I got some flavor, man. Damn, where my zone to go? Did I lose it? Where it go? Can you see me?
Yeah, I see you. Yeah, that's all I want to see in it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to have.
Period. I thought shit. But yeah, R&B vibe, hip hop.
Good. K-Cup, thank you for joining me today, man.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the love, bro.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.